It's that time of week again. We get you caught up on everything social media. It was a busy weekend with the 2018 NFL Draft in the books. So let's get it started with the Texans' first pick in the third round. Safety Jordan Reed getting the call from the Texans. He posted these pictures surrounded by his family and friends. And some of our Texans players also got in on the action. They wanted to welcome the newest Texans to the team, like Tyrann Mathieu. He said, "Let's rock, young man," to Jordan Reed. And Aaron Colvin says, "Congrats, it's time to work." Brennan Scarlett also welcomed some fellow Stanford alums. Check out this throwback picture with linebacker Peter Columbia from their Stanford days. Steven Anderson welcomed tight end Jordan Akins to the squad, while Sanio Calametti is ready to start the journey with fellow O-lineman Martinez Rankin. David Quessenberry was out in California. He spent the weekend with his family, and he was there when his brother Scott got the call from the Chargers. DeAndre Hopkins may have been a first-round pick, but last week he took to Twitter to remind NFL prospects that even he didn't get invited to New York City for the draft, got a third-round grade, and wasn't the number one receiver on his Clemson team. Oh, yeah, and he ran a 4.5740. His lesson? Believe in yourself. Tyrann Mathieu agreed. He also added this: "To be honest, getting drafted is cool, especially if you go first round. It's really cool. Don't put any extra hype into it, though. These experts aren't really experts. Believe in yourself. Do it for those that believe in you. The experts will make a U-turn. Stay true." How about this for a TBT? Jadeveon Clowney posted this picture from the 2014 draft with a caption, "Forever grateful." Hey, and we're forever grateful to have you on this defense and not facing you. Draft weekend is full of surprises, but there was a big one that went down right here in Houston after the draft, and that's going to bring us to our prime sport, Like of the Week.
Like of the week.
This week, after some planning, the good folks at NASA wanted to surprise their coworker, Ellen Ochoa, who is the director of the Johnson Space Center, with a surprise visit from none other than J.J. Watt. She was celebrating a birthday and what appeared to be a retirement party. Ellen posted these pictures of her reaction, and the Johnson Space Center thanked Watt for helping out with the surprise, which we are sure was out of this world. Couldn't help it, sorry. But hey, if you see something that you like, that you think we might like, hashtag it likes and stuff, and you might see it on here next week.